today. It will not be sugar-coated, and it will not be, it won't be sugar-coated. But you know what? That is the Word of God. I was trying to come up with a snazzy comeback, but I couldn't come up with one. So it is what it is. But anyhow, I'm going to pray real quickly. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for every person, Lord, that's in your house today. God, right now, in Jesus' name, I take authority over every hindering spirit that would be in this place. God, that would try to steal the word from hearts, Lord, that need to receive. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I bind up right now the spirit of addiction. God, Lord, if there's anybody in church and they're saying, God, I'm addicted to this, and God, I don't want to be, Lord, I come against that in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for Logan County. God, I ask right now that you would bind up that spirit of addiction. God, I thank you that chains are being broken. Lord, for every person that belongs in this church, God, I ask that you would draw them, Lord. God, for every person, Lord, that is in a backslidden state, God, where they have not put you first, Lord, I ask that you would create situations. God, I ask that you would allow situations. God, bring them back to your house. And Lord, I give you this service right now, Lord, and I tell you to have your way in this place. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Spirit of truth, you're welcome here. Peace, you are welcome here, God. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I would like to minister to you today on something that God put on my heart. He's been putting it on my heart for the last week. The title of this message is The Power of Asking. The Power of Asking. You know, there's so many times that we ask God for things and we do not receive. Perhaps maybe we haven't asked, or perhaps we've asked in a way where God cannot deliver to us what we've asked Him to do. Now, Miss Crystal, if you want to take that baby in there, you can. If she don't want to go, then that's okay. But if you get to a point where you want her to go, you just send her in there. Mama Brenda will handle her, I promise you. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 2. We're going to look in verse 8 this morning. And it says, ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance. You know, in the beginning of 2019, I had been through many things. And I said, God, I don't even know what you want me to pray. But Lord, I want to give you this year. God, you tell me what to pray. There are times when you know that you're in need of something, but you are so weary, you are so broken down, you're so stressed, you may not even know what to pray. And I want to tell you, in those moments, God will tell you exactly what to pray. The Word of God says, now the Holy Spirit intercedes for us on our behalf in those moments where we don't know what to pray. You ever been in a place you think, I don't even know what to pray about this situation. I don't even know. I've been there many times, and I've lived to tell about them. Amen. But in the beginning of 2019, I just said, God, what do I pray? And he said, Kelly, you ask me for Logan County. Ask me for it. I want to give it to you. Now look here. As Brother Larry said, when Jeremy and I were handed down the church, he said, Kelly? I was telling him, you ever have a good fat pity party for yourself? I do. And I get up in that mud puddle and I wallow around in that mud and I just give myself a good old pity party. And he said, do you really think that you're going to come up into Logan County and the devil's not going to fight you one bit? Let me tell you something. God will tell you what to ask. He'll give you the anointing. Where God guides, He provides. But look here. Some things, the violent take them by force. Some of this stuff, you're going to have to gird up your loins and you're going to have to take what God said was yours. See, you can't be playing footsie with the devil and expect to get anything from the living God, because see, He said, I will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that's what he's going to reap. So don't sow in bad and think you're going to get something good, because that harvest is coming up. But God wants to get his children a little more educated today on the power of asking. Because it's not a problem for God when his children come to him and ask him for things. Amen? But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. People think, why is the pastors going over things that seem like they're the ABCs of Christianity? Well, let me tell you why. Because we are not going to assume that people know some of the fundamental things about Christ and about being a believer. We're going to start this from the ground up because, see, this is just the beginning. So it says here, ask of me and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possessions. Let me tell you something. I'm not a possession person. I'm not a materialistic person, but I like stuff. Y'all like to have nice stuff? Y'all like to have prayers answered? Do you like to have breakthroughs coming to your door and saying, hey, I'm here, God sent me? See, of course you do. God wants to make some things your possession. The Word of God says, where you put your feet, I'll give it to you. In Genesis, in the very beginning, he says, now I've given you dominion, now take it. There's a bunch of mealy-mouthed Christians saying, I'm okay, you're okay. Look here, let's get it straight. I am not okay, and probably on some of your bad days, you are not okay. Let's get to reality so we can be different. The world is in the last days, and people are looking for truth. People are looking for somebody to just be honest. Ain't nobody want to be a Christian if it's all fake. People say, I can't believe some of the stuff she tells about herself. Let me tell you something. I'll tell the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. Why? Because the truth is the only thing that I know that will set people free for sure. That's it. Why are people not being set free? Well, there's a bunch of lying going on. Y'all are so awake today. I am so thankful. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 21. We're going to look at verses 18 through 22, and we're going to talk about the fig tree. And it says, early in the morning as he was on his way back, this is talking about Jesus, he was on his way back to the city and he was hungry. Y'all ever get hungry? Y'all ever get hangry? Okay. Me too. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. And I want to tell you something. What I see going on in the world today is the believer is going up to things they ought not to be going up to. And when they get there, they're coming up with nothing. And they're wondering why their life is so screwed up. Because look here, you can't go to the same thing that you used to go to when you wasn't saved. You better go to something that's going to produce some fruit for you. Amen. See these empty seats? These are people. Now let me tell you what. I am not the popularity pastor. I'm not going to play that game, Sister Patty. Empty seats are here. Look here, if everybody that came to Paris Christian Center, not just, we got lots of folks, they say, this is how the world is too. I'm about to get to meddling because, see, we're going to get to the bottom of some stuff. The world is full of people, and you say, where do you go to church? And they say, so-and-so. When's the last time you been? Ugh. Well, let me tell you something. Do not forsake the gathering of believers. Empty seats are here, no kidding, because people are robbing God of their time, their tithe, their offering, their life, their marriages, their family. God cannot bless a family that will not put God first. Now, I know that did not get me any brownie points, but I will speak truth because, look here, truth is the only thing that's going to help you in your life. People got excuses why they're doing things that they ought not to be doing. But there is a day, and it's coming shortly, and it says every knee is going to bow down. The ones that believed in Christ, the ones that did not believe in Christ, the ones that would not put him first, the ones that would not give him their life. That day's coming for everybody. So, bless God, we best be ready. I pray for people that aren't putting him first. Why? Because trouble's coming. Trouble's coming. Why? Because it rains on the just and the unjust. This life that we're living here right now on this earth is difficult. And it has a very naked, there's something about life that it gets very real very quickly. You ever go around in your life, Michelle, and everything's fine, and bam, problem. Not just a little problem, big problem. Y'all been there? It's called life. Now, I know I'm passionate. The other day, I was in a meeting with the sheriff, and he was trying to introduce who I was. He said, that's Pastor Kelly. He was trying to describe me, Tyranny. He said, she is very, very passionate about what she does. He said, her church had outside church for 3 months. He lives over here. I could hear her crystal clear, every word. Praise God. Look here. I kept telling them boys in the sound booth, turn me up. The unsaved neighbors, I want them to get the word of God planted so deep that the Spirit of God begins to draw people. See, years ago, Tierney, there was a lady, and she sat right in your spot. Her name was Miss Parsons. She's had a vision. Daddy, am I right? People were coming into this place, but backwards. The hand of God was bringing them in here. Let me tell you something. That's why we're going to have truth in this place. Because by the time that God draws them in this place, Ben, God's going to draw them and he's going to change them. How is he going to do that? With truth. With truth. So yeah, I'm passionate and I'm loud and I'm proud. You're going to be passionate for something and it might as well be Jesus. Glory. So he was at that fig tree. He wanted something because he was hungry. See, the word of God says, you know what? You don't serve a God. You don't serve a Jesus that can't relate to you. He came down here on this earth and he dwelt among us. He felt hunger. He felt hurt. When he took those sins, Brenda Babe, and he became those, he felt the disgust of how we feel when we mess up. You have a God that can sympathize with you right where you're at. So Matthew chapter 21, and it says, but he found nothing. Stop going up to things and finding nothing. Stop repeatedly going to things and finding nothing. Except for leaves. And then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. And immediately the tree withered. And when the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly, they asked. And Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Now, I have some bullet points because I am trying to be established in what kind of a pastor that I'm going to be. I realize I have people that want to take notes on some things. And I want to give you tools to walk out of here and be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. So the first place that we went to was Psalms chapter 2 and verse 8. And we said, if you ask, I'm going to make the nations your inheritance. So step one, you got to ask. There's too many people going, oh, God knows my heart. Oh, baby girl, baby boy, yes, he does. He knows all about it. That don't mean you don't got to open up your mouth and say, God, I'm in need of such and such. You got to ask. People come in lazy because they think God knows it all. Yeah, he does know it all. There was people in the Bible that he healed, but he came up to them, and it was evident what they needed a healing from, but he came up to him and he said, what do you need? See, just because something's obvious doesn't mean God's just going to bam. You need to get yourself aligned with the word of God, and you need to begin to ask God. Ask him. Here, It says in this verse, Matthew chapter 21, verses 18 through 22, if you believe, step one, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. So you have to believe, and you have to get that belief going so much that you're able to receive. You cannot receive something that you cannot believe for. Why are we talking about this? You ever prayed for something, and you was praying it right in the middle of that prayer, you were going, that ain't going to happen. Okay. We can all relate. One time, when I worked in the medical field, I had gotten counsel from Brother Angelo, Daddy, and he said, Kelly, God would like to give you a $2 an hour raise. Well, here's the problem. I didn't have $2 an hour raise faith. Okay? So when the time came and I went in that office and I looked that lady right in the face, I could hear the man of God's voice saying $2, but when it came up, I said $1.50 would be fine. Why are we talking about the pastor's problems? Because I want to help you. If you believe what you're asking God for, then by golly, you can receive it. Get to asking and believing. And stop asking for things that you can't believe for. Get that belief up. There was a man in the Bible, and he said, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. When you want to pray and ask God for something, and you're having a problem believing him for it, say, God, I'm asking you for such and such. And God, I believe, but God, there is some unbelief in this heart. God, I ask right now that you would address that unbelief inside of me and get it lined up with your word. So you gotta believe so you can receive. Let's go to Mark chapter 11. We're going to read this story again. Because there are some things, there are places in the Bible, in the New Testament especially, where you can read about the same account and you will find details that perhaps weren't in Matthew where we just were. So we're going to read in Mark the same account. How many of you know that we are not reading fables when we tell about these stories? These are accounts. They happened. So in Mark chapter 11, verse 20, and it says, in the morning as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. Have faith in God, Jesus answered, and I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And I'm going to read, and I'm going to begin to share with you parts of my life. Look here. God will bring things to you full circle. You ever came up to the same problem more than once? I have. Why? Because it's a problem. That's what we do with problems, till we get them right. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against somebody, forgive them. Here we are, and we're standing and we're praying. And we hold in a grudge against somebody. We hold in unforgiveness against somebody. And we're asking for something in prayer. God says, you leave and you go make that right. So what I'm trying to tell you is when you're asking God for things, when you're asking God, when you're praying, what hinders prayer? What hinders that asking? unforgiveness, grudges, bitterness. Y'all got anybody you can't stand in your life? Let's keep it right. Let's keep it real. God wants to teach you how to love that person. He wants to teach you. See, everybody has enemies. Everybody has people that they don't like. Everybody has people that they don't like them. They're not liked by somebody. God wants to show you how to be the best enemy that you can be to somebody. We got to be open to that. Many of us, we want to hold a grudge. That's the funnest thing to do. I ain't going to lie. I'm like, driving up to Walmart. Is there anybody up in here I don't like? Because I ain't going in. That works when they already there. But when they ain't, and they come up in there after you, you in a bind. Because see, you either going to do right or you're going to show out. See, God don't like that. Forgiveness is one of the hardest things to do. And I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak for Kelly Mae Beatrice Florenciano Kitson. What I can say about forgiveness is there's the devil will come up into that heart and he will pervert forgiveness and he will make you feel like when you forgive somebody that you're losing. I want to tell you something. When you can open up that heart and say, God, I'm having trouble forgiving. You can say, God, I don't want to. God, I forgive. God, help the unforgiveness inside of me. Meet me in that place, God, where I can't let it go. Meet me in that place, God, where I don't want to let it go. I feel like I'm losing. God will come right up into that place inside of you, and he'll give you every reason to just let it go, to stop holding that grudge, to walk in forgiveness. See, God knows what we were made of. He remembers how he made us. He knows how fickle that we are. When you have trouble doing God's word. You ever have trouble doing God's word? Yeah. When you have trouble doing that, ask him to help you. Because he will come right up in there and help you. So, if you're going to ask, you're going to forgive. You're going to have to work some forgiveness, okay? Because it says, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Let's go to John chapter 14. We're going to look at verse 12. And it says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. The question I got for you, what you been doing? What you been doing? Because see, what you're supposed to be doing is the things that you saw Jesus do, the things that you read about that Jesus does, the things that God's Word says how you should be, that's what you should be doing. So it says, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. See, do you really have faith in God? Are you a doer of the word or are you just a hearer only? Are you a church attender or are you a believer? Many people come into church and we want you in church. I just did a little lecture about that about 10 minutes ago. There's more to it than coming to church. That's just a part of it. That's a part of it. See, work the whole program. You're going to get the whole reward and outcome. People come and they sit and they don't understand why their lives are so messed up. And it's because that's all they did was sit and hear. No, you have to get up and you have to gird yourself up. And you have to walk out those doors and you have to do what you've been taught. And it's not just the pastor who's going to read to you only on Sundays and Wednesdays. No, you'd do better if you'd get the Word of God out and say, God, breathe life into me through your Word. God, help me. And God, open up this understanding to where I know what your Word is saying. And so it says, if anybody has faith, you're going to do what you saw me do. And he will do even greater things than these. So when you come to those places in your life and you're saying, God, I just can't do this. You ever said that to God? God, I don't know why you told me to do that, because I know, I want you to know that I can't. I cannot do that. I told God that. God, I can't take one more day. I remember where I was when I told him that. I was at the top of my stairs, and I was having to act like it was all great. And really, I was tore up inside, and I said, God, I cannot take one more day of this. And he said, Kelly, you can take one more day. And you know what? I took a lot more days. But the deliverance came. So it says, he will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name. In my name. And I'll do it. Many people, they asking, there's only one name. It's the name above every name. There's only one name that we can call out. It's the name of Jesus, and see people saved, healed, delivered, chains broken off of their life. So when you pray, you need to ask it in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. It is your shield. When the devil comes against you, Diana, you have to say, in the name of Jesus, devil, you will not have your way with me today. See, you can't say in the name of anybody else. There's only one name. So when you pray, get down and dirty with it and say, in the name of Jesus, things are turning around. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm going to receive what you have for me. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to be in the right place at the right time. Next place for me is James chapter 1. How many of you getting something out of this word? Glory. James chapter 1. And we're going to look at verse 6 starting out. And it says, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man and unstable in all of his ways. When you're asking God for something, when you're praying and you're believing, you have to cast down that double-mindedness that wants to come over you. Sometimes, just let's be real. Sometimes there's people and they're saying, God, restore my family. And in the very next breath, they're going, ugh, I can't stand him. He's such a jerk. Baby, you better get that right. Quit being double-minded. What you asking God for? God, help me to do great at this job. Lord, do this, this, and this with this job. And then the next minute, you're looking at jobs, and you're gonna job hop to the next place. See? Because the truth of the matter is, you can't get it right there. Am I meddling yet?
Yes.
Good. I knew I'd hit a nerve. Let me tell you something. God will open doors for you that nobody can shut. Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Baby, know when to walk away. Know when to walk away. How many of you know you ever should have walked away from something and you didn't? And then the holy heck hit the fan and you're going, oh my God, I ain't never getting out of this one. And then you really struggle because God's going, I told you to walk away from that. And you kept going. See, don't be double-minded. Don't be double-minded. There are times where this calling gets very difficult. God has to work with me about being double-minded. Sometimes I'm going, God, you know I got problems, character problems in me. Why'd you call me to do this? Well, you can't ask for Logan County and then in the next minute say, I won't do this no more. See, you got to let your yes be yes and your no be no. What do you want from God? Stick with it. Ask Him. Ask Him to help you. When you start praying those effectual, fervent prayers, they're going to stand. Why? Because that's what the Word of God says. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. They stand up. We got to know how to ask. We got to know in which way to ask. We got to know that we can ask. See, the Word of God says, ask anything in my name. And then the devil's advocate in me goes, well, what if people start asking for crazy stuff willy-nilly? Look here, when you really get next to Jesus, you're going to catch a vision. You're going to catch God's heart. You're not going to be asking for things that don't line up in His Word. When you really get close to Jesus, you're going to look at Jesus and you're going to say, God, tell me what to pray. God, tell me how to pray. And you're going to get that ear fine-tuned next to Jesus and next to God, and He's going to tell you, pray for this. Pray for it. Pray for it. There was a family member several weeks ago. And the devil will do this with your family. He'll make you feel like what you're going through in that moment is permanent. And I woke up one day, and God had put that family member on my heart so heavy. I said, God, what is it? They ain't dying, are they? What's going on? He said, that's the spirit of heaviness, Kelly. Pray for restoration in your family. Pray, 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 pray. Send those angels to draw them back. Send them. Pray. See, God will tell you what to pray. He'll tell you what to ask. And I stopped right there and I said, in Jesus' name, so-and-so, you coming back to rightness right now in Jesus' name. Why are we talking about this? Your family ever get you jacked up emotionally? You're gonna be saved and righteous till somebody messes with your family, then you're going to become the next axe murderer. That's me. Look here. I'm the only one going to be mean to them. Anybody else going to be mean to them? I'm going to get them. They ain't even going to know they've been got till they've been got, and then they're going to know it good. You get it? Okay. So it says here, but when he asked, he must believe and he must not doubt. Because look here. God wants you to be sure of what you're asking Him for. There was a time in my life where when I was dumb, I said, God, please give me twins. Now, I'm not against anybody that's got twins up in here, but look, that was not the rightness for me. That was when I had Carson. Can y'all imagine two of him? I don't know what the other one be playing, but we'd all be really off. Woo! Praise Jesus. He didn't answer that ignorant prayer of mine. Why? Because He knows me. Jeremy's over there going, God, please don't listen to her. She's dumb. Lord, please don't do that to us. Please, Jesus. I got my hands full with just her. He told me, he said, Kelly, I'm concerned. And I said, what you concerned about, honey? I was 10 kinds of crazy when I was pregnant. I mean, you think I'm bad now? He said, I'm just praying I like this kid. I was sitting right there when he was preaching. He said, I'm going to worry. I'm not going to like this baby. Look here. They so joint to the hip with each other. Know what you're asking God for. On those hard days where you're having to just grin and bear it and hold on to the promises of God, keep asking him. Don't budge. Keep asking him. There's days and we have that are hard. And it's those days that really we're about to have that breakthrough. God will let you have, let some storms come into your life, and he's going to grow that faith. And you're going to get down in there, and you're going to know who he really is. Don't get mad at God when stuff happens, because stuff happens. Sometimes we step out of his will. What do we do then? Just step right back in there. Don't skip a beat. If you've stepped out of God's will, step back into his will. Get it right. Don't beat yourself up. Get up in there. James chapter 4. So when you're asking, don't be double-minded. Don't be double-minded. Be sure of what you're asking. Go with it. So James chapter 4, we're going to start at verse 1, and it says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You ever have a battle up in you? I want to do right, but there's a part of me that wants to do oh so wrong. I know I need to be nice to this person, but God, can I not just have a freebie? Can you give me a free pass? I've been good. Like a little kid when they're asking for more allowance. Okay? You want something, but you don't get it. And you kill and you covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and you fight. You do not have because you do not ask. Another translation says, you have not because you ask not. But there again, you do have to ask. You have to ask. Now, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. You asking for something, say it. Say it out loud. Why? Because you need to hear some things that you're asking God for. If I'd have said the twin thing about 50 times, I'd have probably heard myself and how dumb that was for me to be asking that. You know? So, it says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. You ever ask God for something, and when you're right in the middle of asking, you realize it was wrong to be even asking that. Because you know you're going to do something mean when you get it. You ever thought, God, make it to where I have advantage over my enemy or advantage over this coworker? And then you're sitting back there and you daydream about what we're going to do to him when we get it. I've been there. I have been there. I thought, Lord, give me a promotion because when I get it, I'm going to tell so-and-so just right how it is. I'm going to be mean to him. He ain't answering that one. Why? Because there's a wrong motive up in there. Ask him with pure motives. That you may spend what you get on your pleasures. See? So, don't be double-minded and ask with pure motives. What you going to do when God gives you what you ask for? There's a Facebook thing, and every time I see it, it really makes me kind of sobers me up. And it says, I remember when I used to pray for the things that I now have. See, we can pray for things. I remember when I was praying for a husband. Oh, God. Lord, give me a good husband. Lord, this and this and this and this. Let me tell you what. If you're single up in here, you need to pray specific prayers. God is a God of detail. Don't pray for a loser. Pray for a winner. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for a winner. God, in Jesus' name, let them be saved. Lord, in Jesus' name, let them have a great job. They're going to help out in the family. Lord, let them be good mamas. Let them be good daddies. God, let them love you, God, more than they love me. Look here. 12 years later, Patty, God's had to get to me in some ways when I've wronged my husband. He's had to get a hold of me and correct me because he says, you know what? You used to cry and moan around when you didn't have him. Now you're being mean to him. What you going to do when God gives you what you asked for? What you going to do with it? A lot of people, they ask God for stuff and then they gripe continually about the thing that God gave them. When I first got my house, the one I'm living in now, I'm like, oh, great. Well, then I started grapping. This place is messy all the time. There's mess everywhere. God, I thought when I got that bigger house, it wasn't going to be messy. No, that was dumb. Huh. We just messy people, okay? Had nothing to do with the house. It's us. Kelly, you better quit asking. You better quit grapping about this house because I gave you that house because you asked me for it. You get my point? Great, because I'm going to move on. And I've lost my notes, and that's okay. Found them. Praise God. Last place for me this morning. We're going to go to 1 John. We're going to look at chapter 5. We're going to look in verses 14 through 15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. I want to tell you that God is approachable. If there's something that I could pinpoint that people have a misconception about God, it's that he's not approachable. People have scared of God. Churches have done a terrible job at painting God in a good light sometimes. We try not to do that here. You ever gone out of a message thinking, I'm the worst person in the world? Well, that wasn't very uplifting. I hope you come out of my services going, well, she preached it right, and it's real, and I'm going to get it right, and God's going to bless me. I'm going on in my life, and I'm going to be blessed. So it says here, this is the confidence we have in approaching God. So I want you to, when you approach God, be confident. How many parents do we have in this room? If you're a parent in any way, I want to see you. So when your child, they come to you, or maybe you've raised your children, and they say, Mama, I'm hungry. Mama, I'm thirsty. What you going to do? I'll take it up. She's a good girl. You're going to get that baby something to drink. You're going to get that baby something to eat. You can tell I've been feeding mine real good. Dad kept sending me pictures yesterday, and I thought, oh, my God, do I need to tell them to stop feeding him at some point today? I mean, and I looked on the TV tray. Let me tell you what. They had a huge plate. And then on over here, Casey, I just want to let you know what they did as the children. Mountain Dew. I was like, well, should I tell them what happens to children when you give them that? No, he's going to spend the night with them. That's their problem. But see, my children don't come to me acting whooped. You ever saw a dog somebody mistreated and they just cower down? You even look like you come near the dog. God doesn't want you to have to do that. You don't have to. When you approach God, he said, now come boldly into the throne room. God wants you to be sure of what you're asking. He wants you, when you ask, he wants you to believe what you're asking him for so you can receive it. If you can believe it, you can receive it. And when you come to him, come boldly. God is approachable. Come boldly into that throne room and say, Daddy God, God, I need your help. And ask him. What does Daddy God do? Exactly what we do. We go get that drink. What does he do? He goes right into that place, Tony, where we said, Daddy God, I need help. He comes right there. I'm here to help. So it says, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, that's kind of tricky. There's a little, if we ask anything according to his will. See, have you talked to God long enough to know what his will is for your life in that area? Van, several months ago, I just couldn't get a clear direction about some things. And when I can't get clear direction, I try to narrow in on some things. Because I don't like for things to not be clear, because I'm not the smartest person. They need to be very clear. So I began to drive around. And I rolled up in this parking lot. I said, God, what's your will? What is your will? What is your will for Parish Christian Center? God, I need to know it. God, I need to just know. See, when I was a little girl, my daddy had a blue Ford F-150 stick shift, and I used to drive around with him. That's how I got like how I am, so social and pizzazzy, because I used to hang out with him all the time. And we drive by this church. See, we started the ministry on the square. Your church has been here since 1987. And, you know, if you're faithful with the little things that God gave you, he'll give you and he'll make you ruler over much. Well, we used to drive by here constantly. I was just a little girl. Daddy would roll down that window and he'd flop his arm out there. And he would say, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you that you're delivering that building to Parish Christian Center. If he did it once, he did it a million times. So I rolled up. God, what's your will? I rolled up in here. There's a house on the corner. Kelly, I want to give that house to Parish Christian Center. Pray. Pray for that house. Now let's read this again. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, according to his will, according to his will. So when I rolled up in here, he said, Kelly, I want you to pray for that house. God done gave us the three over here. Kelly, that house. So I'm about half dumb. But I'm still loud even when I'm dumb. That's in my car. I was like, Lord Jesus, if it be your will, give us that house. God said, you dummy, start over. Because I done told you that's what I wanted. I just start over with that prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that you're going to deliver that house to Parish Christian Center. Because, God, I know that's your will, and I thank you for it right now. See, the fervent, intelligent, effectual prayer. Don't be flawed. flopping around. If God told you he'd heal that body of yours, and he's telling you that, don't say, God, if it's your will, please help me and heal me. No, you say, God, I thank you for the healing. God, I thank you for that different job. God, I thank you for that spouse. Lord, I believe it, and God, I receive it. Learn, there's a power in asking. So it says, and we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know that he hears us when we make our request, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. He'll give you what you ask for. Now, how do you end a service like this? Have you gotten something? Can you leave here and say, you know what, I learned something today and I'm going to put it into practice? Is there a place in that life that you're living and you say, God, I've been asking, but God, in the middle of this service, I have narrowed in on some more direction about how I need to pray and how I need to ask. And God, I'm going to turn it around. This is a game changer for me right now. God, I'm going to put into practice what your word said to me today. I'm going to begin to ask fervently. I'm going to not be double-minded. I'm going to know what I'm asking for. God, when I approach you, God, I'm approaching you like I'm your kid, not your stepkid. You've got an area of your life, and you can say that about it. I'm going to ask you to stand. Why? Because, see, God wants you to be successful. You have not because you ask not. God's saying, ask, ask, ask. I want to make the nations your inheritance. That's a big inheritance. When you ask, know what you're asking him for. When those bad days come, and they will, you got to still say, Daddy God, I'm asking you. Can I pray for you too? Lord God, in Jesus' name, God, I pray for this sweet couple right now in Jesus' name. God, I ask right now, Lord, for victory. I call that victory in right now. Lord, I thank you that any hindrance that they have, God, you've just removed it right now in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that they're happier than they've ever been. Lord, they have more provision. God, they have more favor. Lord, I thank you, God, that the calling in the election is sure. And God, they walk in that calling. Lord, I thank you that you're going to use them to help many people. Many souls, God, are going to come to heaven because of these two. Lord, I thank you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for it right now. Miss Dale, can I pray for you? Is there anything specific or do you just want me to pray? Lord, I thank you for Miss Dale right now in Jesus' name. Lord, God, everything that this heart is concerned about, Lord, you already addressed it. And God, right now, I just release that peace, God, in Jesus' name, to flood this body. God, to flood this spirit. God, to flood this heart right now. Every bit of trouble, every bit of just anxiety and overwhelming, God, I thank you right now, Lord, that you're helping her right now. Lord, and I thank you, God, that you've got it. Lord, when the devil would try to come in and say, it's not working, it's not going to happen. No, that can't happen. Lord, I thank you that you've already called it so. You've already made that way. God, everything that is concerning her right now, Lord, I thank you that you are perfecting it, God, even right this very moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all begin to call that thing out to God. He's meeting you in that place. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for every person, God, that's responded to your word. Lord, I ask right now that you'd give them a revelation on what to ask. God, I ask that you'd give them a revelation and the knowledge, Lord, exactly what to ask. God, exactly what to do. Lord, and I ask right now that you would give them the courage to follow through. There's somebody up in here, and you're saying, why hasn't this been working? God wants you to know because you ain't been following through. There's a follow through. That's where you've been missing it. Don't quit this time. Follow through. Follow through. that breakthrough and that blessing. It's on the other side of that. Lord, I thank you, God, that you're helping all of us. God, I ask that you bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. We hope to see y'all tonight at 5:30.